Well, after 2 months of trying to learn from home, many Australian children were back in the classroom today. So it's been a day of trying to keep up social distancing and of parents feeling a little odd about having to leave the kids at the gate. Our reporter Felicity Ogilvie went along to one school in Hobart.
School has just finished at Glenorchy in Hobart's northern suburbs. Children are appearing from the front gates where they're met by their parents who, under the strict guidelines of reopening schools, are not allowed inside those gates anymore. I'm going to ask some parents how it's been to take their kids back to school today.
It was a little bit different to usual. It was fine, but it was a bit weird leaving him at the gate and things like that, especially only being in prep. But, yeah, I think apart from that, it's fine.
A little bit scary, I guess, because obviously everything being sort of as it is. But I think it'll be good for her at least to get back into a routine and back to learning.
Year 6 student Scott Milkey is happy to see his mum at pick up and talk about his school day.
They do say try and social distance yourselves and we have to wash our hands.
And what do you do to play at recess and lunch now?
It's pretty much back to normal, so chasings and footy and all the other stuff that we usually play.
So how do you do chasings when there's social distance? How do you tag someone?
We usually, like, if people have jumpers or extra T-shirts, they hook it into their belt and we have to grab the T-shirts, not actually tag somebody.
But not everyone's allowed back to school. Volunteer reading teacher Jackie Brown usually visits the Austin's Ferry Primary School in Hobart once a week. The retired literacy teacher runs a program where kids read to her dog, Lollipop. But Ms. Brown doesn't know when she and the other volunteers will be allowed back into schools.
I had a child who was non-verbal. She was selective mute. She wouldn't read. And after some time of me just reading to her, she started to read to Lollipop, which was amazing.
And these children are going back to school today. What would life have been like at home for children in areas such as Austin's Ferry in the northern suburbs of Hobart for some of those kids at home?
I think it would be very difficult because many, not all by any means, but many children don't have the devices, the computers, the laptops that people in other areas have. I have to qualify that by saying not everybody, but you know, there's not, in some homes there's not the literacy that, you know, some children don't even have books.
As Tasmanian schools reopen, the state government says children can continue learning from home this term and won't be marked absent, as Lorna's parents have told the schools. The ACT is similar, advising that if people are anxious about sending children to school, there won't be penalties for non-attendance. However, in New South Wales, Queensland, South Australia and Victoria, students will be marked absent unless they have a medical certificate indicating they or a member of their household have a health vulnerability. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is staring down a protest by some parents.
That's a matter for them, but their children will be marked as absent. We're not changing our policy. I appreciate that a small percentage of parents make those choices, but all choices come with consequences, and that's a matter for them.
If students don't attend in the Northern Territory, the child must be learning from home.
Felicity Ogilvie with that report.